With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. Hospitalization rates in the Sioux Falls area have flattened in recent weeks, but health leaders are still urging caution into the holiday season. Dr. Mike Elliott is chief medical officer of Avera McKennan. He says it's too soon to say if the current surge is ending. He explains predictive models for COVID-19 aren't helpful right now.
To be honest, human behavior over Thanksgiving and Christmas is going to weigh into what the positivity rates are, the hospitalization rates are, the death rates are in the next couple of months. So as much as I'd like to tell you we can predict the future with this, we can't.
Elliott says respiratory viruses like COVID-19 tend to spread farther after holiday gatherings. He urges families to be mindful and take precautions. Those include limiting contact with people outside your immediate household, consistent mask wearing in public, and maintaining good hand hygiene. Elliott says more South Dakotans have died from COVID-19 in the past 8 months than have died from influenza over the past 10 years combined. South Dakota health officials say they're preparing to receive nearly 8,000 COVID-19 vaccinations as soon as December 15th. The prospect of vaccines being just weeks away offered a blip of good news in the state's coronavirus crisis. But officials from the Department of Health say they don't yet know when more doses will arrive. Medical providers can begin administering the 7,800 doses of the vaccine manufactured by Pfizer the day after the shipment is received. Medical workers are expected to be at the top of the list to receive vaccines, with the elderly and other vulnerable populations soon to follow. The South Dakota Department of Health has hired a former press secretary from President Donald Trump's re-election campaign to serve as its communications director. The health department's former spokesman, Derek Haskins, has handled media relations throughout the pandemic, but resigned on November 6th. He's set to be replaced by Daniel Buccelli, who is slated to begin the role on December 9th. The health department says Buccelli was hired after two rounds of interviews. He worked as a deputy press secretary for Trump's re-election campaign from May 2019 to January of this year. An initiative by Western Dakota Tech to help make and distribute cloth masks across Rapid City is shifting its focus to providing masks for students. Masks for Rapid City is teaming up with Rapid City area schools to provide masks for students as cases continue to rise across South Dakota. The organization has already brought masks to several organizations in the city. The organization has distributed masks to Monument Health, the Rapid City Medical Center, and others. Stephanie Mayfield is one of the mask project coordinators and director of the West River Area Health Education Center. She says in a statement that there was a large community need for face masks to help in the effort to reduce the spread of COVID-19, and those needs continue as cases rise. So far, Masks for Rapid City has distributed over 50,000 masks. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.